AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's 4 below in Fargo, and the Arctic cold is moving from the upper Midwest to the east. Meteorologist David Hamrick with the National Weather Service.
Highs in the single digits and teens will be quite commonplace across much of New England.
It's a relatively toasty 40 degrees here in Washington, where President-elect Donald Trump has a financial interest in a posh hotel that he's just had built in the iconic old post office building near the White House. This morning, Democrats say he has to divest himself of all financial interest in that hotel or be in breach of his lease with the government. The president-elect is meeting today with the tech titans, including Apple's Tim Cook.
We want to use everybody. We want to use all of the brain power because we're going to bring us back. We're going to be not only great, we're going to be greater than ever before. You watch.
Trump at his thank you rally in suburban Milwaukee last night. Kanye West tweets that he met with President-elect Trump yesterday to talk about bullying, supporting teachers, and multicultural issues. He followed that with a post that read, #2024, an apparent reference to a plan to run for president. The Fed's expected to raise interest rates by a quarter point today. We asked our economics writer Chris Rugaber if you should be worried.
For an average everyday person, the difference on mortgages and auto loans should be pretty minor, if anything.
The Dow is down at the moment 34 points. Cuisinart is recalling food processors because of complaints that the blades broke off and got into the food. Only processors with four rivets in the blades are being recalled. They are losing hope in Aleppo, Syria.
Russia doesn't want us to go out alive. They want us dead.
Russia, he says, wants him dead. This man lives in Aleppo, where the ceasefire in Syria is collapsing. This is AP Radio News. We're hearing more voices of Aleppo as that ceasefire deal between the rebels and the Syrian government that was about to allow the evacuation of tens of thousands of civilians collapses. The government and the rebels blaming each other. This man lives there, too, and he says he's pretty much given up hope.
It's really our last time, and we can't believe there's anyone on this planet could help us.
The United Nations says some of the combatants are preventing civilians from leaving and embedding fighters among groups of civilians, putting those people at risk. A few dozen Israeli lawmakers and their assistants have been protesting outside the parliament building after some female staffers were denied entry to that building. What had they done? Well, the report is that they were wearing skirts that were deemed too short. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.